This is Sam Dharmasena, and you're listening to CJRU 1280 AM in Toronto. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Masuma Ali is an urban planner based in Toronto. She's a recent graduate from the School of Urban and Regional Planning at Ryerson. Prior to the pandemic, she was looking at which writers were being left behind as TTC became more digitized through the Presto system. And when the pandemic hit, she began to consider the new ways that Toronto writers were being left behind. We talk about her research, the relationships that writers have with TTC, and how it's impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Before diving into the transit system, Masuma tells me that there are multiple figurative cities within Toronto that are characterized by the income polarization of various neighborhoods. So if the experience of living in Toronto is not the same between neighborhoods, we shouldn't be looking at our experiences with the transit system in that way either. In terms of transit equity, Masuma says it's important to identify which riders are using TTC because it's an option and which ones are using it because it's their only option. She adds that the specific mode of public transportation is important to the conversation of transit equity also.
Those who live on the subway line benefit from the transit network far more than those who do not. And then this is only amplified with people living in the outer edges of Toronto, in places like Etobicoke or Scarborough or areas in North York where their only means of transportation is a bus. So if you're living downtown, you have the subway, you have streetcars, and you have buses. But if you're living, let's say, like in the depths of Scarborough, which is like where I grew up, your only option is the bus. And you take the bus or multiple buses to the nearest subway station, and then you get on the subway, and then you take the subway where you need to go, and you probably have to transfer, and then you get on another streetcar, and then you get on this, and you get on that, and then you get to where you need to go.
Speaking about buses, Masuma adds that this mode of transportation can face delays due to traffic and bad weather, whereas streetcars and subways that run in the downtown core don't slow down in the same way. So someone's opinion of the TTC can change if they're accessing subway, streetcars, and buses, compared to someone that's primarily on a bus. Masuma says that digitization is another consideration when it comes to transit equity. Masuma tells me that those folks who have a greater reliance on transit should be at the center of transit conversations. And this should be true as the TTC adapts to the COVID-19 pandemic also. In our conversation, she reflects on the fact that one of the TTC's first responses to the pandemic was going cashless.
Digitization to a certain degree is good because it gives us more information, and in theory, it's supposed to better the service. And don't we all want that? Don't we want a better service? But we want a better service for everyone. And what you run the risk of is it's not about, not everyone can get a Presto, so no one should have a Presto. But it should be about making it easily accessible, safe, and just very efficient for everyone to have a Presto and to use a Presto. And so when data is even being collected, and this is something that I had said in my paper, is that you can say that like, oh, you can still pay cash. And so then let's say there's a lot of folks that, you know, are unbankable. They don't have a cell phone. They don't have internet access. And they're like, okay, cool. We're going to pay cash. How are you then collecting data from those people? Because then there is like, now there is data missing on them. And then you assume, oh, so then that's like less ridership or that's not as important. And so that is like now a gap. And because of that gap, if that's what we're using, like if the big picture is looking at all this information coming from all these digital platforms and there's that gap there, those people just like cease to exist in that new like matrix, right? And that's where the danger comes in with digitization. It's like we're leaving people behind.
She adds that the distinction between riding the subway, streetcar, and bus became relevant as riders began social distancing.
Those who were on the subways, it was easy. You get, especially when you're on the subway cars that obviously they don't have the cars, they're just all open. You get on and there's a bunch of people there, so you can walk through and move to an area where you feel safer, where there's not a lot of people. But when you're getting on a bus and you're in Scarborough, and let's say like it's March and COVID has just hit and it's still cold and there's blowing winds and you're waiting for a bus and it's already 5 to 10 minutes late and you have to get to your job and you get on and there's a bunch of people there, you don't necessarily have the luxury of waiting for the next one.
In a tweet to a rider, the TTC recently said that social distancing isn't always possible on all transit routes. Masuma says that putting the onus on riders during a pandemic is worrying to her as an urban planner. Riders with a greater reliance on public transit may not have the luxury to avoid public transit altogether or wait for the next bus. The pandemic has also led to more bike lanes, and while Masuma is generally a fan, she says it's important to consider which neighborhoods would actually be able to take advantage of them.
People that are living in the suburbs, let's say, for example, Scarborough, and I speak about Scarborough a lot, again, because I have a personal connection there, but in Scarborough, there aren't as many bike lanes. So you can try and bike, and there might be a few main avenues and stuff that you can take, but it's not the same. It's not, like you'll have to turn on a road that might be really dangerous, and it's like four lanes on each side with speeding vehicles, and you might not feel safe. And then again, it's the argument that people have to travel further distances, or they have to travel to jobs that don't have bicycle parking, where they might have to do a lot of labor, and so they might not have the energy or the ability to travel that far by bike and then get to work and then do their physical job.
Masuma adds that our experience of the pandemic would be different and much worse if our essential workers weren't able to move around the city. And it's in our best interest to create a more equitable TTC experience where everyone's needs are met. She says it's important for the city to implement short-term solutions like bus-only lanes that meet the needs of riders right now, as well as introducing long-term changes like subway expansions that benefit the next generation. To learn more about Masuma's work and thoughts on transit equity, visit the CJRU website. This is Sam Dharmasena, and you've been listening to CJRU 1280 AM in Toronto. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, a project by the Community Radio Fund of Canada.